There are three characteristics of modern literature. The first one is avant-garde. Avant-garde is considered to be the hallmark of modern literature. While in French it is a military term meaning advance guard, here it refers to the position taken by high modernism. High modernism represents challenging the normative, pushing the boundaries of the status quo, and creating new artistic forms. Avant-garde artists reject tradition and undertake to make it new. That is the whole point of this authors belonging to this period is they need to break, they like to break from the past and set a new trend. The second characteristic feature is in modern literature, the focus shifts away from external reality to the inner reality of the human mind. There is a greater stress on the psychological detailing of the literary character through narrative devices such as the stream of consciousness and interior monologue. So, stream of consciousness and interior monologue are the two important terms connected with high modernism. The third feature of this period is language becomes contents, plots non-chronological, and narrative consciousness shifts away from impersonal omniscient to personal subjective. These characteristics features of modern literature reflected in four important literary moments or trends of this age. The first one is Imagism. Imagism was a movement in modernist Anglo-American poetry that originated in 1912. This movement advocated the use of free verse, common speech patterns, and clarity of expression through the use of precise visual images, such as a reaction to Victorian sentimentalism. The members of this Imagism movements are Ezra Pound, Amy Lowell, Hilda Doolittle, Richard Arlington, and William Carlos William. These people were the main proponents of this movement. And on behalf of Imagism, there are four anthologies were published. First one is Des Imagist, Desimagistes, 1914. Some Imagist Poets, Magazine Poetry, and The Egoist from 1914. These anthologies published the works of more than a dozen Imagist Poets, and Ezra Pound, who is a chief proponent of this movement, laid down the central tenets of Imagism as, first one, direct treatment of the thing, whether subjective or objective. The second one is to use absolutely no word that does not contribute to the presentation. Third one, as regarding rhythm, to compose in sequence of the musical phrase, not in the sequence of the metronome. The next literary moment of this modern age is Dadaism. D-A-D-A-I-S-M. Dadaism. Dadaism, 1916 to 1923. Dadaism was a literary and artistic movement that emerged in 1916 as a result of disgust with the brutality and barbarism of First World War. The chief proponents of Dadaism are Tristan Zara, T-R-I-S-T-A-N, T-Z-A-R-A, Tristan Zara, second person, Marcel Duchamp, M-A-R-C-E-L, D-U-C-H-A-M-P, then third person is Max Ernst and Mandre. These people, they contribute to Dadaism and they sought to negate traditional artistic values, that is, they deny the artistic values and deliberately focused on getting away from the meaningful conversations. That is, it used nonsense and ridicule to emphasize the meaningless of the modern world. The movement was short-lived and ended in 1923, though it influenced later movements such as Surrealism. The third literary movement is Surrealism. Surrealism was a 20th century literary and artistic movement which gained momentum after the Dada movement. Once the Dada movement ended in 1923, Surrealism movement, it gains its importance. It emerged in Paris as a result of the publication of Andy Breton, A-N-D-R-E, Andy Breton, B-R-E-T-O-N, Andy Breton's Manifesto on Surrealism. Breton's Surrealist Manifesto defines Surrealism as a psychic automatism. Surrealists believed in the superiority of the irrational, the unconscious and the unexpected. They revolted against all controls and restraints on creativity through techniques such as automatic writing, self-induced hallucinations, and exploitation of dream or trance states. They aimed at revolutionizing human experience by freeing people from the clutches of false rationality. Apart from Breton, other major figures associated with this earliest moment were Louis Aragon, L-O-U-I-S-A-R-A-G-O-N, Louis Aragon. Next, Salvador Dali, S-A-L-V-A-D-O-R-D-A-L-I, Salvador Dali. Third one, Paul Elod, P-A-U-L-E-L-U-A-R-D, and Perry Reverdy, P-I-E-R-R-E-R-E-V-E-R-D-Y. The fourth literary moment, which is quite different from the previously mentioned three moments such as Imagism, Dadaism and Surrealism, is Georgian poetry. That is, Georgian poetry is quite different from the previous three literary moments which existed during modern period. Georgian poetry denotes a body of poetry produced in England in the early 20th century between 1912 and 1922. It is named after the reign of King George V. It refers to those poets whose works appeared in a series of anthologies titled Georgian Poetry. The first volume of Georgian poetry, that is the anthology, came out in 1912, and the poets included in this volume were Rupert Brooke, Walter, John Drinkwater, Lascelles Abercrombie, G.K. Chesterton, W.H. Davis, John Masefield, D.H. Lawrence and Harold Munro. The aim of the Georgian poets was to revive public interest in poetry and inaugurate a new poetic age. Most of them wrote verse which was lucid in style, deft and delicate, inclined towards a classical model and deriving themes from nature and rural objects. And in this style only, they are quite different from the other three literary moments of this period. This is the end of the audio lecture. All right, now you have a lot of information to observe, so feel free to replay this audio clip to get thorough with the topics. Stay motivated and have fun learning English literature. This is Akila signing off. Until the next audio lecture, goodbye.